This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Oil prices ease.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagal. The price of oil is coming down fast this morning. It looks like Gustav might not hit the Gulf Coast oil complex with as much ferocity. Oil started out the day at $118 a barrel. It's now all the way down to $111. Of course, there still could be a lot of damage along the coast in general. Hopefully, the storm has weakened enough so that it won't pack as much punch. This being Labor Day, we decided to take a look at the state of the American worker. What's happening with wages, insurance, buying power? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has more.
Workers' wages are a mixed bag. Cornell Labor Relations Professor Harry Katz says skilled workers are making good money.
Workers who know how to make use of computers or help build those Boeing planes that are selling so well.
But low-skilled workers are finding their hours cut. Rising gas and food prices further erode their salaries. Economist Heidi Shierholz at the Economic Policy Institute says these workers are spending less. Retailers then have to tighten their belts.
They'll hire fewer workers who will then become people who are spending a lot less, and you start to see this downward spiral.
As for insurance, the Census Bureau is reporting that the number of uninsured Americans actually fell last year, although that was only because more were insured through government programs. The Economic Policy Institute says the share of Americans with insurance coverage through an employer fell in 2007 for the seventh straight year. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
The airline industry usually hates to see Labor Day arrive. Travel really drops off from the summer volume. This year, the fall looks especially frustrating for the airlines, their employees, and of course, passengers. John Dimsdale explains.
Continental is about to drop service to 15 cities. Southwest will trim 200 daily flights. And by the end of the year, there will be 36,000 fewer airline jobs.
It's the incredible shrinking airline industry.
Forrester research analyst Henry Hartefelt says 9 airlines closed up shop this year, including Zoom Airlines, just last week. Fuel costs have jumped 50% over the past year, while ticket prices are up only 6-8%, thanks to fierce competition. That's left airlines scrambling to charge for all the extras, like luggage, pillows, even snacks. Julius Maldutis with Aviation Dynamics expects the smaller industry to have fewer members as well.
The Delta Northwest merger is, simply put, a done deal. We will see what happens in Continental Airlines' relationship with United Airlines next year.
Maldutis expects this turbulence to last another 12 to 18 months. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, honoring marathon legend Alberto Salazar and 25 global heroes running strong with medical technology. More at medtronic.com. And by the Henry Luce Foundation, seeking to increase American understanding of East and Southeast Asia.
Harvard University plans to give away 200 tons of used furniture and office equipment this year. That's a lot of desks and cabinets. They give this stuff away every week for free. But these days, if you want the items whole, you better get there early. Hamad Ahmed explains.
I'm here in a parking lot behind Harvard University Recycling Center. It's Thursday morning, time for the weekly furniture giveaway, and the atmosphere is frenzied.
The couch! Oh my God!
There's a guy in overalls pulling PVC pipes out of a giant bin. A grandmotherly woman is hefting a laser printer into an office chair, and then she's pushing it along like it's a shopping cart. And all around me, there are men with hand trucks hauling away filing cabinet after filing cabinet. Off to one side, 8-year-old Gemma and her mother are holding hands as they look on. It's their first time here.
We just had heard about, you know, the free stuff, so we thought we would check it out, and it looks kind of like a zoo.
This is going crazy.
It is going crazy. Let's watch out so that we don't get run over.
I lose them in the crowd, but soon I'm talking to Sergio Lopez. He's one of the hand truck guys, and I ask him what he could possibly do with so many filing cabinets.
I come to pick up the metal. I go get a little money, you know, for the metal.
We've seen an unprecedented level of people coming for the metal, just the metal value.
That's Rob Gogan. He's associate manager for recycling and waste at Harvard University, and he's been overseeing this event for years.
They pull out file cabinets, pipes and pumps, springs and sprockets, and even nails and screws.
Since January, the price of U.S. scrap steel has doubled from $350 per ton to $700. That's because in China, Russia, and Brazil, booming construction is fueling the demand for scrap steel at the same time as the U.S. dollar is depreciating. So now recyclers can make more money than ever selling scrap, which not everyone is happy about. Danny is a tinker and a craftsman who's looking through a bin of computer parts.
My real pet peeve is you'll see a nice piece of equipment and you go to pick it up and you find out that one of the scrap metalers has come by with a pair of pliers and just snipped the power cord off. So it's now useless. It's now a piece of junk because they wanted the 5 cents worth of copper that was in the power cord.
Our intention and our hope is that our furniture will be recovered for maximum utility, for reuse.
Again, Rob Gogan.
Sometimes people say, well, you should give first preference to people who are going to reuse the furniture. And I would like to, but I don't have the staff to monitor and police who gets what.
The way Rob Gogan sees it, the furniture and office equipment may not always be reused the most efficiently, but at least it's not ending up in a landfill. Back at the parking lot, Gemma and her mother are walking by this dumpster that's overflowing with metal rods and rusty poles. I ask Gemma what she sees there.
A whole bunch of junk.
Yeah, so you think they might recycle it?
I think they might.
They'll make something out of it.
Like air conditioners or computers?
Like air conditioners, computers, or shiny new office buildings in Shanghai. In Boston, I'm Hamad Ahmed for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.